Welcome to On the Record. I'm Mick Hassel, and today I'm speaking with Barbara Hendrickson, who's the CEO and securities partner at Bax Securities Law. Barbara has over 20 years securities law experience and is currently the head of a boutique securities law firm. Barbara, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Barbara, you are the founder of the Toronto Business Lawyers Association, and it's a group that meets monthly, informally, for breakfast. And I was just wondering if you could please describe to listeners what that's all about and how it came to be.
Thank you. So I had the idea for the Toronto Business Lawyers Association about a year ago. I've been in private practice for a number of years, but only in the last 3 years have had my own small securities law firm. And I found that in terms of doing business development, that I was always meeting with different lawyers for coffee or lunch, and it seemed to me that there might be a more efficient way to do that type of business development. Now, in my practice area, securities, I tend to get almost all of my work from other referrals from other lawyers, and I think, in fact, that that's the case for a lot of lawyers, that especially in the business law area, they get their work from lawyers, whether they're in-house counsel or at other law firms. And so I came up with this idea of creating the Toronto Business Lawyers Association. We meet once a month, the third Thursday of each month at 8:30 at Marche and Brookfield. And the idea is that we send out invitations to lawyers who are in the business law area, and so that's commercial litigation, tax, securities, corporate, IP, commercial real estate, insolvency. So we're focusing on smaller law firms and for referral purposes. So I find that because I deal exclusively with securities and corporate finance, that I often need people in the employment law tax area. And rather than referring that work to a full service law firm or a large law firm, I wanted to meet lawyers who are in these smaller law firms. There's amazing expertise, I find, in small law firms, and even if you come from a big law firm background like I have, you find quite quickly that the resources that you had access to in those larger law firms are out there in these smaller firms. So that was the idea.
I absolutely love two components of this. First of all, it being in person, and second of all, the strength of a number of individual business owners working together and sharing work and frankly acting like a much stronger unit than them on their own. And so in terms of the whole in-person networking, is this an acknowledgement that social media is perhaps not all it's cut out to be?
Well, that's interesting that you raise that. I actually just have spoken in the last couple of days to a couple of social media experts, and they both admitted to me that in my area, I'm not likely to get work through my website or social media. That's not to say that I obviously have to have a website for marketing purposes, and social media is still important, but I'm ultimately going to get my work from relationships, from meeting people, primarily other lawyers, and developing relationships, educating them on what I bring to the table in terms of my expertise. And I also do fixed fees, and so that's attractive now, more and more attractive, in fact, to many people in the business areas. So the other thing is, too, when you're on your own, you do have, and you're in the business law area, you do have the need for practitioners in other practice areas. And so the purpose of this organization is to allow me to meet people in all these other areas, and so I can start referring work to them, and they hopefully can refer work back to me.
Terrific. And I take it any Toronto business lawyers who are interested in meeting more people and enjoying it, enjoying the meeting over breakfast, should reach out and contact you.
Absolutely.
Great. Well, thanks a lot, Barbara. It's been great to speak.
Okay. Thank you very much.